Listening, Part 2. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation.
Conversation 1.
Oh, good afternoon. Can you help me?
If I can. What's the problem?
I've got the wrong bus ticket. I mean, right ticket, but wrong date. It's for tomorrow, but I need to travel today.
Your ticket is only good for tomorrow, sir. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's my fault. I didn't check at the travel agents.
Let me see if there are spaces on today's service.
Oh, no, it's going to be a very expensive mistake. Why didn't I check?
There are seats remaining.
But do I have to pay the full fare?
No, sir. Just a fee of $5.
Seriously? That's great. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
Not at all, sir.
Oh, good afternoon. Can you help me?
If I can. What's the problem?
I've got the wrong bus ticket. I mean, right ticket, but wrong date. It's for tomorrow, but I need to travel today.
Your ticket is only good for tomorrow, sir. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's my fault. I didn't check at the travel agents.
Let me see if there are spaces on today's service.
Oh, no, it's going to be a very expensive mistake. Why didn't I check?
There are seats remaining.
But do I have to pay the full fare?
No, sir. Just a fee of $5.
Seriously? That's great. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
Not at all, sir.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem, I finished college for the day. Good to see you so busy.
It's unbelievable. Everyone in town seems to want their hair cut.
I know, I tried to get an appointment earlier.
So how would you like it this time?
I've got an interview for an office job, so I want to look smart. Quite short, please.
Covering the ears? Or shall I cut it shorter?
Shorter. It'll soon be summer.
Don't remind me. No lazy holiday by the sea for me this year.
You're not working all summer.
No, my sister's going to Australia, and I'm looking after her 3 children and 2 dogs.
Ha! I hope they all behave for you.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem, I finished college for the day. Good to see you so busy.
It's unbelievable. Everyone in town seems to want their hair cut.
I know, I tried to get an appointment earlier.
So how would you like it this time?
I've got an interview for an office job, so I want to look smart. Quite short, please.
Covering the ears? Or shall I cut it shorter?
Shorter. It'll soon be summer.
Don't remind me. No lazy holiday by the sea for me this year.
You're not working all summer.
No, my sister's going to Australia, and I'm looking after her 3 children and 2 dogs.
Ha! I hope they all behave for you.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
It's good of you to help me.
Not at all. I promised your mother I would.
I've got this visa application form to fill in.
Well, I'm no expert, but let's have a look.
Thanks. It says I have to give the name of a person to contact. Can I use yours?
No. It has to be someone in your family.
Oh, fine. I'll put Mum's name. My teacher said I needed to give details of my study programme.
Yes. What course are you taking?
A 1-year course in tourism.
A whole year? You must be so excited. I would be myself.
I've never been so far away from home, ever.
Don't worry. You'll be all right.
It's good of you to help me.
Not at all. I promised your mother I would.
I've got this visa application form to fill in.
Well, I'm no expert, but let's have a look.
Thanks. It says I have to give the name of a person to contact. Can I use yours?
No. It has to be someone in your family.
Oh, fine. I'll put Mum's name. My teacher said I needed to give details of my study programme.
Yes. What course are you taking?
A one-year course in tourism.
A whole year? You must be so excited. I would be myself.
I've never been so far away from home, ever.
Don't worry. You'll be all right.
That is the end of part 2.